Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast, your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts. Unleash your soul and learn to co-create a life you love. As you become the writer of your own destiny, in this podcast, you're going to find that inspiration, the practical tips, and the sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You are in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. I've been thinking about a podcast episode all day today. Like, I had no idea what I was going to do. And it just so happens that I started a new product today. So I think that's kind of where we're going to start, and we'll see where basically my never-ending conversation brain takes us. Okay. So bear with me today. I am excited. I put up a post today. If you guys know anyone who has a business they want to promote, and I'm talking about like entrepreneurs, like the digital marketers, anybody in the online space, or you know, even the network marketing space, I'm always up for a conversation for that. I've been quite a cynic in my life lately. And I just got caught up on the wrong perspective, because I don't care where you work or what you do, like everything is bullshit, and it's not necessary that everything is going to last forever. You know, I look at some of these network marketing companies that are, you know, changing their model, and I'm heartbroken for these people. But at the same time, like, it was never your business. It was never your business. You know what I mean? And that's the mindset I need to know and have when I'm walking into any opportunity online in this space. And I have a few things, you know, in the back of my mind that I think, you know, could be possible for me to just kind of grow my business and get back into, you know, doing smart money management and, you know, setting us up for a comfortable future, really. I think every household needs more than one income. It's necessary. You can't not have that. But if you know anyone in this space, y'all, that wants to promote their business, literally, I have a lot of ears here. I have a lot of ears on these episodes, and it would be a great place for you to be able to promote whatever it is. If you're, you know, whatever you're doing, I want to help you do that. So on my Facebook page, I set up a little pricing structure for y'all. This was after, you know, a little conversation with not really a coach, but a mentor today, because I got very excited when I went into my Audio Boom, which is where I upload this podcast, and they're trying to get me to do ads, because they see the traffic. So they're pushing me to do these ads. And I think part of me was really tempted. I'm not going to lie. I was like, I'm doing this. But I don't think that's fair to you guys. I've not monetized this, you know, in a way that you guys will have to listen to bullshit. And I think about, like, you know, I don't want commercials on this podcast of shit I don't believe in. I go through a lot to try shit out for you guys. I go through a lot to go first, right? So we've got my number one supplement pick, okay, for this entire year. Save your money. Stop wasting money on bullshit, okay? If you want to order something like skincare products or like, what is that? Collagen, all these things, like all these things, don't. Okay. Cause this product I'm taking, I'm telling you, I'm seeing the benefits right before my eyes. So I want to get you on this. It is a private invite. It's actually in the bio of this podcast. You'll find that link. I believe I have it under core staple supplement. Okay. It says private invite to your newest core staple supplement. Get this. Okay. Get this. It is not a public product yet, but when it is, like, I'm a little nervous. Like, how are they going to keep up with the demand? Because it is that hot. It's hot. So anyway, I don't want to do commercials with shit I don't believe in, because I, you know, feeling good and enjoying life is literally what I'm here for. Okay. And I've worked really hard to get my brain together, to get my, you know, thoughts together, to get my soul together, my heart, all of that. And I've done that in front of you guys a million times. Okay. We've gone through a lot. So that's kind of what we're going to talk about today. Anyways, I tried a new supplement. Okay. I used to be with this company. I was with this company for like 8 years, started like 9 years ago, I think. And it was really my first network marketing company. And I did really great for a really long time. And the products just were disappointing. And then I got caught up in a lot of drama and a lot of bullshit that wasn't even my business, but I saw too much. Okay. So I was never, ever involved in anything. I just saw too much. I saw too much. And I saw a perspective from people whose shoes I was like, yeah, I don't want to be in their shoes, you know? And so a lot of things happened. I took my foot off the gas and I ended up resigning from this company a while back, but my family still uses the products. Like, consistently, we're still getting things. You know, there's a water additive my kids have. They take the gummies. I just still have a lot of those products. Okay. So I've never burned the bridge. I wasn't like, fuck you guys. You know, the product just wasn't working for me. And I couldn't promote a weight loss product that I couldn't believe in, you know, and that's the same thing. And then I find these products and I think they're great for a minute. And then something happens and the formula changes. And I'm just like, pissed again. Like, you find something that works and it just doesn't last. Okay. So I'm coming into this. It's my day one. I came into this very cynical. I'm just going to say that. Like, I'm not putting any expectations on this, but I went for a hell of a ride today. Okay. So right away on the box, it says to take with food. And I sure the fuck did not. I do not eat before I go work out. Okay. I usually don't eat until like between noon and 2 p.m. every day. So I took it on an empty stomach and I went to the gym and my husband and I did our weights first. So I killed it. I did some pretty crazy sets today. And then I went and got on the treadmill and I had taken the product before we left. So I'm on the treadmill. I do a 5 incline, 3 miles per hour. Not crazy. Okay. My body's kind of used to it. In fact, I'll probably up that in the next week or so. And for the first 45 minutes, I was fighting for my life, you guys. I had this mix between, I didn't know if I was having like a panic attack, an anxiety attack, because I've really worked to make my brain the boss of my body. So I don't ever get that like elevated heart rate feeling. Like, my fight or flight, I guess, is kind of what it feels like was happening, but it was like thermogenic effects. I don't know if you guys have ever tried a thermogenic. You can look it up. And a real thermogenic, I wouldn't take it because I think that shit is terrifying for your heart. But the whole time, you know, I'm fighting for my life. I'm sweating to death. Suddenly I was like hot and turning 10 shades of red. And I mean, I usually sweat and I usually turn red, but now like this. So this was my fear. I'm like, okay, I'm going to get off of here and I'm going to go crawl on the couch and hide under a blanket. Okay. Because I was freaking out. It hit me hard. And all of a sudden I got nauseous and I'm like, nope, because I have to walk downstairs and I don't think I could walk down the stairs yet. So it was about 45 minutes of fighting for my life because the energy or whatever happened like was fucking crazy. Okay. But the nausea is what really made me miserable. I ended up staying on the treadmill for an hour and 20 minutes. But I skipped everything else. I came straight home because I knew I either needed to throw up or eat something. So I came straight home. And I was like starving, you guys. And since I've been taking this core supplement, okay, for the past 6 weeks or whatever, I don't really have that appetite. I don't have the food cravings. Like, I don't have the food noise. Okay. I don't have the food noise. I don't have the bloating. I don't have like, I just feel really good. Well, when I came home today, I was fucking ravenous. I was starving and I wanted to eat everything. Dude, I wanted to eat everything. Like, I was like, what chips do we have? Do we have cookies? There's, you know, just bullshit. And I'm like, whoa, hold on. Okay. One of my daughter's best friend brought us some fresh greens from the farm that she works at. And all I eat is protein, y'all. I will eat a steak on a plate, nothing else with it. Okay. That's how I eat chicken, nothing else with it. Eggs, nothing else with, like, I just eat the meats. Okay. And today I literally had a huge salad, cut up some steak in it, ate that, still felt hungry. I was like, what in the heck is happening? So I give myself this rule. Okay. If I feel like I want to keep eating or get a second plate, or I want more food, I make myself wait 30 minutes. Like, I pull out like the whole discipline card. I'm like, bitch, you're gonna wait 30 minutes. If you're still hungry, we'll go get something. And 30 minutes went by and I was fine. I did make myself, I snacked on some cucumbers, just trying to like get rid of that feeling. Okay. Cause like I couldn't sit still today. I could not sit still. I'll tell you guys that I couldn't sit still. And I can't say it was like the greatest experience of my life, cause literally I haven't felt great until probably now. It's not easy to sit here. My body's like, bitch, get up and move, get up and move. And it's pretty late. I mean, it's coming up to my bedtime. I hope to fuck I can fall asleep tonight. But yeah, if you like feeling cracked out and all that, this is definitely the product for you. And I will tell you easily, my plan was to eat, you know, some ground beef and eggs tonight. I have no appetite. Like I feel like I would throw up. So I'm gonna try something new tomorrow. I am definitely going to eat before I take this shit. Okay. I'm gonna eat. I'm gonna go get my workout done and just ride it out again. Cause I feel like, you know, it was a shock to my system because I have not been taking anything except this core supplement and obviously my everyday dose coffee. But I'm gonna be honest with you guys. Like, I'm gonna take you through this. I would say today, definitely not my favorite, but I'm not scared to keep trying. Okay. Cause there's a lot of things that do happen when you start like a weight loss supplement. You know, by far, like I wanted no sugar today, and that's not normal for me. So, I mean, that's a win. I already had the food noise under control, but now definitely, like, if you told me, let's go to B-Dubs and eat some wings, I wouldn't do it. There's no fucking way. I couldn't even try. And that's our favorite place. Yeah, it's wild. So day one, I'm gonna call it, you know, not a success because I fucked up. Okay. I fucked up. I didn't eat. So I feel like I've been crack on crack all day. And you know, my husband's going to appreciate the fact I couldn't sit still because the house is completely clean. Okay. Like I went crazy on some shit. So he's gonna be like, fuck yeah, you better take this tomorrow. He'll be very excited about that. But I'll keep you guys posted literally on Facebook every day. I'm going to post my experience and I hope that tomorrow is a little better because you know, I had a lot of struggle with focus today too. And I've worked too hard to train my brain to move from one task to the next, like with flow. And today I was just like walking around with nervous energy, just like, what the fuck am I doing? What snapped me out of it, honestly, was a dance party. I went crazy. I shook my body forever. And then I just was like, fuck it, I'm gonna clean the house. And that's what we did. So, crackhead, day one, we cleaned the motherfucking house. Hopefully, I do have the same energy tomorrow because, bitch, my car needs cleaned out. I've been taking the Shepski for cruises and there's dog hair everywhere and it drives me fucking crazy. Crazy, but we'll see what happens. So, I feel like the flow today of this conversation because I made some choices today that were from a very disciplined state. Okay. Very disciplined state. And I think a lot of people struggle with discipline and they look for these shortcuts because they want instant gratification. Okay. Like, yeah, I get it. We live in a fast-paced world. People are accustomed to that immediate fuck yeah, I feel good. So they're always looking for that quick fix and everybody's out there to promise it to them. So there's no sustained effort required for long-term success when you're always trying to hit that dopamine button, right? And I think especially women, we get addicted to that dopamine and we don't even know it. Like we don't even see it. It like smacks us upside the head until one day you realize, yeah, I'm trying to get a hit off of that. But we're not going to succeed if we cannot come to some level of discipline, okay? And developing this, you have got to give yourself so much grace and patience because it is not going to be easy. You have to be persistent. Everybody finds it hard to stay committed when progress is slow or it's not visible, okay? And I'm going to tell you guys, like, if you looked at me, you would not be like, this bitch works out like 5 days a week. I just don't feel like it. I'm really representing how I feel on the inside, on the outside, for whatever reason. Okay. For whatever reason, I'm not hating myself. I'm not trying to talk shit about myself. I'm just being honest. You wouldn't be like, holy shit. But bitch, I'm strong. And you know, I have that stamina. I have it all together. So I could easily give up on the gym because it's been like a year of putting in this effort and I don't look how I feel. But what is the truth? 43 years I've been fucking around. I'm 44 now, finally committed to that. It's going to take more than a year, honest to God, to have the sculpted everything you want. Like it's going to take time. It takes time, and that means I don't give up because I'm not seeing what I want to see. I'm not getting the results overnight. But I feel that. So what keeps me on track and what keeps me focused is that feeling of like, I feel really strong. I feel really strong, easy. I cruise 3 miles at least every morning, 3 miles, easy peasy. And that's just on the treadmill. No, not all the running around I do on top of everything else, but it feels good, and I get it. The shortcut appears attractive. I see all these people like, let's do the liposuction. Let's do the tummy tucks. Let's do all these things. And literally, you could do that for yourself without all the crazy. And I promise if you don't fix the habits that got you where you were, you're going to be exactly in that same spot a year later and have to do those procedures all over again. But I know, babe, trust me, I know like things not happening immediately. And I being in the weight loss industry for as long as I was, that's another thing. So I'm going to commit to this product for 30 days, share some fair results, but I guarantee I'm not going to reach my goal in 30 days. And I know that. I know that. I'm willing to do whatever it takes for how long it takes because it's a lifestyle change. It's not a quick fix fad diet. Okay. I'm not going to support you on that. I'm not going to support you on that. It's actually putting in the effort to just change how you live, I swear, I think, I used to think, man, I'm gonna go to the gym and get super hot and then I'm never gonna have to work out again. But what's the truth, bitch? I'm gonna have to be in the gym for the rest of my life. I want to be in the gym for the rest of my life. I want to be an 80-year-old grandma that can still do some curls, and keep up with great grandkids and, be the fuck around and find out kind of grandma. Like that's, I want to feel good. I plan on being here for a very, 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 very long time. I want to feel good for that. So I know this is a lifestyle commitment. And when you're trying to get yourself disciplined, you have to stay focused on that core element, And goals that require that discipline, it can be a complex process. It is a significant lifestyle change. And I get it, it can get overwhelming. So we always want to hit the shortcut or we want to hit give up. And how's that working for you? How's that working for you? And then you're just kind of fucked because you have social media throwing out and promoting so many shortcuts for everything, not just fucking weight loss, when 90% of these bitches are not being honest. Okay. They've all had the tummy tucks, they've all had the surgeries, they're on Ozempic, and they're promoting some product to build their bank account. Fuck you. Okay. I've seen it. 9 times out of 10, that bitch that's sharing results is she's not telling the truth about how she did it. Okay. I'm going to be that 1 out of 10. And I will always share the truth with you guys, 1,000%. And I'm not taking this product and expecting it to do all the work. I know that my ass still has to stay in the gym and I have to make smart decisions when it comes to nutrition. I mean, weight loss is 80% food and 20%, working out. That's a fact. So you can't outrun your fork when you're holding it in your hand all day long. It's just there. So I don't want you to fall for that bullshit on social media. They are not telling you the truth, And being disciplined, I get it because it's uncomfortable. And there's a lot of uncertainty and there's always that possibility of failure. But no shortcut is going to take you around that. None of it. So I want you guys this week to challenge yourself to just start getting mindful of that desire for a shortcut. Just get mindful. Where in your life are you looking for that shortcut, that quick fix, that hack? I want you to empower yourself to start building discipline. So you got to set some goals into little steps, Find people that are on the same path as you and run. Run. And moving towards a lifestyle, where you're committed to your physical and mental and emotional health, there's a lot of key steps and a lot of, repetition. It's every day being very aware of what you want to do. Get very clear on your goals. You have to define specific, achievable goals for all of those things. And they should be realistic. It should be measurable. Make it something that's going to work out for you. Maybe you don't have the luxury of going to the gym 5 days a week. Make it 3 days a week. Get in the habit of journaling, even if you have to sit on the toilet to do it. I don't care. Like, get in the habit of doing these small things. And you think about, having that power to identify and adopt daily habits that are going to support these goals. If you see yourself in 5 years where you want to be, you have to get very clear on how the fuck you think you got there. Okay. So that means you're going to commit to that regular exercise, balanced nutrition. You're going to start getting good sleep. You're going to start, practicing mindfulness, and you're going to eliminate the stress in your life. And then you just start to get in a routine. I think this is probably, if someone asked me today, like, Brandon, what is your biggest issue right now? Like your weakness? What are you struggling with? What's keeping you up at night? Well, bitch, I'm not in a routine. I'm not. I'm all over the place. I've gone to the gym all wacky times of the day lately, and I lost it somewhere. I don't know where I lost it, and it's okay because it's in my awareness now, that I don't feel good about that. So I have to get, I want to get back into that daily routine where I know exactly what time I'm doing these things. And then it's about staying consistent to that, getting yourself in some kind of routine and staying consistent to that, giving yourself the grace to know that, especially as a mom, it may not always look perfect, but I've fallen off for like probably 3 weeks, maybe a month, that I've not been consistent with my routine. And there's so many ways to work your way through learning to be disciplined. You guys, I just had that podcast episode of Blissipline. Find the beauty in those little things that you're doing. Start getting educated about yourself. That's what I've had to do. I don't trust everything that's out there. And there's not a guidebook that's fit for me because there's a lot of things that, are different for my experience than they would be for yours. So you've got to learn how the body works, how your mind works, how do you stay emotionally healthy? So it is about finding this and researching stuff for yourself, and that the self-awareness, the mindfulness, this is something that you have got to cultivate because that is how you learn to understand your thoughts. You catch yourself in those patterns. Like I said, I have that awareness. I caught myself in a pattern, and today is really, honestly, the day that I realized, I'm like, man, I really felt good with that routine. And that's what I want to focus on. Not about like, bitch, you've not been in a routine. This is terrible. I really felt good when I was in that routine, and I want to feel good again like that. It just gives me that little, I'm a little bit in control of a life that is running off the rails, basically. As a mom, it's a mom life. Okay. But I want you to practice the mindfulness and the self-awareness. Okay. So let's understand our thoughts. Let's understand our emotions. Let's check for the patterns. Let's look for our behaviors. This is how you identify those areas for improvement. And that's how you start to make the conscious choice that's going to support your overall health, And you've got to learn, to release that stress. And that's an easy one for me because that I give stuff to God every single day. I'm like, gratitude right away. Thank you, God. And I give the whole list of like, thank you, God, I'm alive. I woke up again. I'm excited. I roll over. I snuggle the baby, give the little kitty cat who's sleeping on my pillow some little pets. See my husband snoring on the other side of the bed. And I'm like, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So I snuggle into that love. And then it's like, all right, this is what I need help with today. I need help with this today. And here is what I can't handle at all. Like, take this part. And that's, I give to God what I cannot, handle. Incredible stress management, incredible weight lifted off of me. Immediately when I start my day, I just give him the shit I can't handle. You guys, practice that, whatever it looks like for you. Anything, find a hobby that, promotes that relaxed energy. Something that just you can kind of zone out and just be like, yes, I'm here. This feels great. And obviously, you want to surround yourself with people that are going to support you. Find a community that's going to encourage your health goals. I do have a weight loss support group if you guys want in on that. We share a lot of stuff. I've shared my workouts, my eating habits, my food recipes, whatever products I do take, for that extra edge or whatever you call it. So I would love to see you guys in there. Love to see you in there. And then I want you to prioritize self-care. That means not necessarily like the spa days and all the things, but like inside and out, I guess, is what I want to say. So that means like setting boundaries, saying no, allocate time for the things that rejuvenate you and energize you. I was on TikTok the other day and I saw this lady getting attacked because she shared her daily routine. And a lot of it was like self-care, like, you know, rolling out her face and doing the things. I'm like, I do that. And these people were like, how do you have time for that? And I'm thinking, how do you not? How do you not have time for that? Because 24 hours a day minus the 8 for sleeping, that's a lot of fucking time to do a lot of beautiful things for yourself. So it just made me realize how many people are so blind to time management. Okay. To just, they're a victim of the time. And if you want to listen to my Microdose Monday podcast this week, you should because I talk about that. What I do to help time calibrate to me, I have all the time in the world. All the time in the world. And I can do all the self-love, self-care things that I want. And it is a lot of my day. It is a lot of my day. I deserve that. That's part of that. I prioritize that and I'm a better wife and mom for that. Okay. And when you're coming into this awareness of starting to bring some discipline into your life, you have to continue to check your progress, you know, celebrate the little achievements. And I don't care what that looks like for you. I'm not a size zero, but I sure as fuck am celebrating that I, you know, am killing it at the gym. Like, I celebrate those things, the things that make me feel good. Give yourself that victory, you know. Adjust your approach if you need to. Be flexible, you know, and that's important when you are trying to change your entire lifestyle, you know, for long-term success. And then I think the best piece of advice I could leave you guys with before we close this out is practice gratitude. Foster that positive mindset because gratitude is the foundation of everything. And self-love, that I am statement is so powerful. And you guys listened to an episode I did of the My with the My Mechanic yesterday, my friend Ray Williams. And we're just talking before I started recording the podcast too about he's going to hypnotize me live on air because I have some I am statements that are not serving me, especially when it comes to business. So at first I was terrified. He's like, let's do it on air. And I'm like, I don't want everybody to know how screwed up I am there, but what's the truth? You guys see, you see who I am, and I love you for that because someone needs to be out here telling people the truth. There's too much bullshit going out there. I mean, it's a conversation my husband and I can have every fucking night about all the bullshit out there. These people just lying to you to make a quick buck. It's disgusting. I'm over it. I'm over it. Nobody tells the truth, you know? So I'm willing to show my ass to help you guys see and experience what it's really like and to get you to that next level, really. Because at the core of who I am and what I want to do to make an impact on this world, it's helping you step into the potential of who you are. That's it. And it's little things that we do over and over that change everything, everything for us. Those that gratitude, those I am statements, you know, it's powerful. It's all powerful. But start there. If you can't come up with some positive I am statements right now, just start with the gratitude. That's the best foundation you can lay down, you know. And taking kind of all of this, the stuff I talked about, run with it. Dedicate yourself to this. And then you can gradually shift towards a lifestyle that's going to prioritize and support you. Everywhere it matters when you're stepping into the power and the potential of who you can be as a co-creator, literally, God is in you. You've got this power. It's time to harness it to align your physical and mental and emotional health on a vibration that is unfuckwithable. Okay? Unfuckwithable. All right, babies. I love you. I will see you guys tomorrow.